The Modern Woman's Guide to Adulting arrived in 2019 when two former NBC News producers decided we all needed a crash course in being functional humans. Carly Zakin and Danielle Weisberg, the founders of The Skim, created their media company in 2012 with a simple mission: break down complex topics into digestible, actionable information for busy millennials. Their book quickly became a New York Times bestseller, with celebrities like Reese Witherspoon and Oprah praising its practical wisdom. What makes this guide different from countless other adulting manuals is its refreshingly honest tone, like getting advice from your smartest friend who somehow has her life together while still being relatable enough to admit she occasionally eats cereal for dinner. Wine appreciation often feels like a secret society with its own language and rituals, but understanding the basics can transform you from confused consumer to confident connoisseur. The journey from simply ordering the second least expensive bottle to actually knowing what you enjoy requires some foundational knowledge, but it's far less complicated than wine snobs would have you believe. Wine is essentially fermented grape juice, but the production process reveals why wines can taste so distinctly different. After carefully timing the harvest for optimal ripeness, grapes undergo destemming and crushing. Natural or added yeast converts grape sugars into alcohol through fermentation, a process that typically takes 10 to 30 days depending on the desired style. The juice then ages, from a few months to several years, developing increasingly complex flavors through interaction with oak barrels, oxygen, and naturally occurring chemical processes. When tasting wine, approach it systematically, using the five S's: see, swirl, smell, sip, and savor. First, examine the color, which comes from contact with grape skins after juicing. Longer contact creates richer taste and deeper color. This skin in the game provides important clues about what you'll taste. A pale ruby might indicate Pinot Noir, while deep purple suggests Syrah or Cabernet Sauvignon. The proper glass significantly impacts your tasting experience. Red wines need wider bowls since their bolder flavors require more space for aromas to develop and breathe. White wine glasses typically have narrower bowls to preserve delicate aromas and maintain cooler temperatures. That seemingly pretentious swirling serves multiple purposes. It releases aromatic compounds, introduces oxygen to help open up the wine, and allows you to observe the legs or tears that can indicate alcohol content and body. Master the proper tasting technique to maximize flavor perception. Rather than taking big gulps, take a small sip and let it roll over different parts of your tongue while drawing in a bit of air through slightly parted lips. This aerating process, while admittedly making you sound like you're slurping soup, enhances your ability to detect subtle flavor notes. Temperature dramatically affects how wines express themselves. Serve champagne and light whites at 40 to 45 degrees, full-bodied whites at 50 to 55 degrees, light reds at 55 to 60 degrees, and full-bodied reds at 60 to 65 degrees. A simple rule of thumb: take whites out of the fridge 20 minutes before serving and put reds in for 20 minutes before serving. When discussing wine, focus on five key characteristics that form its personality profile. Body refers to how the wine feels in your mouth. Think skim milk versus heavy cream. Tannins create that dry, astringent sensation similar to strong black tea. Acidity provides freshness and structure, like biting into a green apple. Oak influence can add vanilla, toast, or spice notes. Finally, variety, the grape type, provides the wine's fundamental character. Pinot Noir tends toward red fruits and earth, while Cabernet Sauvignon offers black fruits and herbs. Wine shopping becomes less daunting when you understand label terminology. Old world wines, European, traditionally emphasize place over grape. Burgundy means Pinot Noir. Barolo means Nebbiola. New world wines, Americas, Australia, New Zealand, typically list both region and grape variety right on the label. Most importantly, don't be afraid to ask questions. Good wine shops employ knowledgeable staff eager to help you discover new favorites. In restaurants, seek out the sommelier's recommendations for unique values. Beware common pitfalls. Buy-the-glass selections often sit open too long and carry high markups. The second cheapest bottle is frequently positioned there because it offers the highest profit margin. consider exploring lesser-known regions and varieties for better value. Spanish Garnacha instead of California Cabernet, for instance. Remember that wine rules are meant to be broken. Rose isn't just for summer afternoons. Light reds can pair beautifully with fish, and the only truly important rule is to drink what you enjoy. Focus on developing your own preferences rather than following prescribed notions of what you should drink. In our overscheduled lives, the de-stress trifecta of sleep, organization, and self-care often gets sacrificed first. Yet these elements form the foundation of physical and mental well-being. Sleep requirements vary by age. Adults need 7 to 9 hours, while those who claim they only need 4 hours are either lying or vampires. Quality sleep strengthens memory, boosts energy, speeds metabolism, and helps you actually stay awake during important meetings. When struggling to fall asleep, try mental tricks like imagining cooking a meal step by step, singing the alphabet backward, or reading a particularly dense biography. Establish consistent bedtime habits, going to bed and waking up at the same time daily to maintain your circadian rhythm. For anxiety management, proper breathing makes a remarkable difference. The 4-7-8 technique, inhale through your nose for 4 seconds, hold for 7, exhale through your mouth for 8, can quickly reduce stress. Alternatively, try Nadi Shodhana. Plug your right nostril and inhale through your left, then plug your left nostril and exhale through your right. Your sleep environment matters tremendously. Thread count in sheets should range from 200 to 800, with anything over 1,000 likely being marketing hype. For mattresses, your sleeping position determines the best type. Fetal/log sleepers need pressure relief from memory foam or softer mattresses. Stomach sleepers need firm top mattresses. Starfish sleepers, back with arms out, need something in between. Organization extends beyond your bedroom to your entire living space. The simplest way to reduce clutter? Get rid of stuff. Try the hanger trick. Turn hangers one way, then reverse after wearing items. After 6 months, donate unworn items. The 30-day list? Write down non-necessities you want to buy and wait 30 days before purchasing. Or the 12-12-12 challenge? Find 12 things to throw away, 12 to donate, and 12 to put back in place. Regular cleaning schedules prevent overwhelming messes. Wash sheets every 2 weeks, clean shower curtains quarterly in the washing machine with towels and baking soda, clean toilets monthly, and tackle refrigerators seasonally by removing everything and wiping down with baking soda solution. For skincare, understand that products serve distinct purposes. Toners balance pH after cleansing, serums provide concentrated treatments, retinol reduces fine lines and boosts collagen, and hyaluronic acid holds moisture in your skin. As Derek Zoolander wisely noted, moisture is the essence of wetness, and wetness is the essence of beauty. Physical activity significantly improves mental health through endorphin release. Just 30 minutes daily is sufficient, the same time you might spend stalking your ex's connections online. Beyond traditional exercise, try desk-ercise movements, like leg lifts or triceps dips using your office chair. Certain foods genuinely earn their power food status. Berries contain antioxidants that repair damaged cells, mushrooms may stabilize blood sugar levels and promote healthy gut bacteria, avocados provide healthy fats supporting brain function, and tomatoes contain lycopene linked to heart health and cancer protection. Most importantly, never self-diagnose mental health conditions. If struggling, check your health insurance provider's site for covered services, seek help through federally qualified health centers, or text the crisis text line at 74174 for free 24/7 assistance. Remember, it's illegal for employers to discriminate based on mental health conditions. Travel should be exciting, not anxiety-inducing. With proper planning, your only baggage will be literal, not figurative. Airport lines can be bypassed through several programs. TSA PreCheck, $85 for 5 years, lets you keep shoes, laptops, liquids, belts, and jackets on during security. Global Entry, $100 for 5 years, includes PreCheck benefits plus expedited customs processing through kiosks. Clear, $179 annually, uses fingerprint and eye scanning to bypass ID checkpoints, though without PreCheck, you'll still need to remove shoes.
Finding affordable flights requires strategy. Book consistently with one airline to accumulate rewards points, which might allow partner flight redemptions. Fly on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for better rates, and book early Sunday mornings around 5 a.m. for deals. Remember to check airline sites individually, as some, like Southwest, don't share data with comparison sites. Packing efficiently transforms your travel experience. Use the 5-4-3-2-1 rule for a week-long trip. 5 pairs of socks and underwear, 4 tops, 3 bottoms, 2 pairs of shoes, and 1 hat. Roll clothes instead of folding to fit more and reduce wrinkles. Pack dryer sheets to keep clothes fresh. Use packing cubes for organization. Thread necklaces through straws to prevent tangles. Use plastic wrap under bottle caps to prevent leaks. And pack shoes in shower caps to protect clothes. Jet lag is like a bad ex who texts on your birthday. Reliable and exhausting. To combat it, switch to the new time zone once you board the plane. For eastward travel, go to bed and wake up 30 minutes earlier in the days before your trip. Aim for flights arriving in early evening, and if you arrive in morning or midday, avoid napping until your normal bedtime to reset your sleep cycle. For international travel, apply for passports at least 3 months before your trip or pay for expedited service. Many countries require passport validity for 6 months after your return date. If you lose your passport abroad, report it immediately and visit the nearest embassy for an emergency replacement. Tipping practices vary globally. In Europe, service charges are often included or 10 to 15% is typical. In Asia, tipping is considered rude in China and Japan, but expected in Thailand. Throughout Africa, 10% is standard, if not already included, and in Australia, tipping isn't expected but appreciated at high-end restaurants. For cash abroad, visit your bank before departure. Many debit cards work at international ATMs for local currency withdrawals. Secure an international phone package before departure and minimize data usage by disabling automatic downloads, background app refreshes, and cloud syncing. Travel budgets are personal, but you can control expenses with a cash diet by allocating your daily budget into separate envelopes labeled by day, like those day-of-the-week underwear from middle school. Climate change is straightforward science. Humans burn fossil fuels, emitting greenhouse gases that create a heat-trapping blanket around Earth, causing global warming. This leads to extreme weather and rising sea levels that have worsened in recent decades. A 2018 UN report warned Earth's temperature could rise 2.7 degrees by 2040, threatening coral reefs and potentially triggering refugee crises from severe weather displacement. A 2014 Pentagon report identified climate change as an immediate national security risk. Without intervention, Miami could be underwater by century's end, and by 2050, a major storm could flood nearly a quarter of NYC. Fortunately, reducing your carbon footprint is achievable through practical steps. At home, replace burnt-out bulbs with ENERGY STAR-certified alternatives. If every U.S. household switched to energy-efficient bulbs, we'd save enough energy to light 2 million homes for a year. Install a programmable thermostat. Each degree you lower the temperature in winter saves up to 3% on heating costs. Seal drafts using V-seal strips along window outlines to reduce energy bills by 5 to 30%. Run your ceiling fan clockwise in winter to push warm air down, reducing reliance on energy-intensive heating. Get a smart power strip to completely cut power to inactive devices in standby mode. Consider solar panels. Though expensive upfront, some states offer solar leasing programs where you pay a monthly fee lower than regular electricity bills. Recycle electronics properly through specialized recyclers who disassemble and recycle components, preventing toxic materials like mercury and lead from reaching landfills. Remember that food-stained paper or cardboard can't be recycled because grease and oil contaminate reusable fibers during processing. Start composting to reduce waste by breaking down organic matter into nutrient-rich fertilizer. Whether indoors or outdoors, layer browns, eggshells, leaves, paper, with greens, vegetable scraps, banana peels, coffee grounds, add water, and mix weekly. When shopping, use reusable grocery bags and understand food labels. Natural has few regulations, while organic is heavily regulated by the USDA, prohibiting pesticides, synthetic fertilizers, and GMOs. For eggs, cage-free sounds nice, but has no space requirements, while pasture-raised is the gold standard for ethically produced eggs. Avoid plastic water bottles and straws whenever possible. Less than 6% of plastic actually gets recycled. Plastic bottles can take 450 years to decompose, while plastic bags take up to 1,000 years. Climate change isn't just a weather issue, but a deadly crisis that has caused hundreds of thousands of deaths, according to UN estimates. Through individual actions and collective efforts, we have the power to reverse this trend. Networking is an essential business skill that goes far beyond exchanging business cards at conferences. It involves orchestrating strategic conversations, maintaining consistent follow-up, and cultivating a diverse contact list of people who can provide advice, opportunities, and industry insights. Even seemingly insignificant 5-minute conversations can lead to transformative career opportunities, whether immediate or years down the line. The key is viewing networking as relationship building rather than transactional interactions. Create a stalker spreadsheet to systematically track your network connections. No advanced Excel skills needed. Include essential columns for contact information, current title and company, date of last connection, and detailed notes about your conversations. Additional helpful columns might include their interests, mutual connections, and potential collaboration opportunities. Stay in touch with important connections at least quarterly, updating the last connected date each time and noting any significant developments in their career. When approaching strangers for networking, craft a compelling short paragraph about yourself for cold emails that highlights your unique value proposition and specific reason for connecting. For in-person networking, embrace R&R, research, thoroughly investigate their background, recent work, published articles, and professional affiliations, and restraint. Practice active listening and avoid dominating conversations. Skilled networkers make others feel valued by showing genuine interest in their stories and insights. Don't let valuable connections wither through neglect. Set quarterly reminders to follow up with important contacts, not just during job searches. Share relevant articles, congratulate them on achievements, or invite them for coffee catch-ups. The most effective networking happens when you're genuinely curious about others' work and perspectives rather than solely seeking favors or opportunities. Always follow up within 48 hours after meeting someone new. Keep follow-up emails concise, under 100 words, referencing specific details from your conversation or highlighting something you genuinely admire about their work or approach. This isn't a formal cover letter, but rather a warm reminder of your connection. Sign off with best, as it strikes the right balance between professional and personal. As your network expands, you'll naturally become both a connector and a beneficiary of connections. When making introductions, always seek permission from both parties first. Email the person being sought before making the introduction, considering potential power dynamics and ensuring both parties will benefit. When sending the introduction email, use clear subject lines like Maya Beth intro and keep the body text focused and brief. Networking should be a constant career activity, regardless of your current position or job satisfaction level. No connection is too minor. Today's junior colleague might become tomorrow's department head or startup founder. A common mistake is neglecting networking when content with your current role, but continuous relationship building is crucial for long-term career resilience and growth. While LinkedIn can be a powerful networking tool, it requires authentic engagement rather than passive connection collecting. Make targeted connections with personalized messages rather than sending generic mass requests. Dedicate specific time each week to connect with new acquaintances and maintain an updated email list for major career announcements. Set up Google Alerts or similar monitoring tools to track your connections' achievements in company news. While it might seem stalkerish, thoughtfully acknowledging others' accomplishments helps maintain meaningful relationships. Tools like Accompany can aggregate executive updates, while networking apps like Sharp can facilitate relevant new connections based on your professional interests and goals. Networking might feel uncomfortable or artificial at first, but it's an indispensable career skill. Approach it with authenticity, preparation, and consistency. And yes, perhaps an extra cup of coffee to boost your social energy when needed. Understanding personal finance is crucial for long-term security and wealth building. While many feel intimidated by financial concepts, breaking them down makes them accessible. saving for retirement is like eating right, annoying short-term but beneficial long-term. Two key retirement vehicles to understand. 401ks are employer-sponsored plans that let you invest pre-tax dollars, often with company matching, free money. The money grows tax-deferred until retirement. IRAs are individual retirement accounts with annual contribution limits, $6,000 in 2019. Traditional IRAs delay taxes until withdrawal, while Roth IRAs are taxed upfront but grow tax-free. For 401ks, consider target date funds that adjust risk as you age. For both options, start early and maximize any employer match. Investing can seem intimidating, especially for millennial women who often feel they need more education before starting. Getting started requires three steps. First, open a brokerage account with platforms like Charles Schwab or Vanguard using your Social Security number and driver's license. Second, consider getting help from a financial advisor who can align investments with your goals. Finally, choose your investments and check your account quarterly at most to avoid making emotional decisions based on market fluctuations. For beginners, several investment options exist. Mutual funds pool many stocks and bonds with professional management, perfect if you want expert guidance with minimums as low as $100. ETFs, exchange-traded funds, offer similar diversification but trade like stocks throughout the day with lower costs and typically no minimums. Bonds are loans to companies or governments that pay fixed interest, less risky than stocks but with lower returns. Individual stocks let you own pieces of public companies, potentially rewarding but riskier without proper diversification. Smart investment principles include diversification, spreading investments across different assets, consistency, committing to investing a specific amount monthly, avoiding day trading, buying and selling stocks within the same day, investing based on research rather than brand loyalty, and keeping investment money separate from essential expenses. Try the 120 rule. Subtract your age from 120 to determine what percentage of your portfolio should be in stocks. At 25, that's 95% stocks and 5% safer investments like bonds. The younger you are, the more risk you can take. The closer to retirement, the less risk you want. For credit scores, function like your personal Uber rating, but with far more significant consequences. They range from 300, very bad, to 850, excellent, with scores of 720 plus considered excellent. Your score combines multiple factors: payment history, 35%, credit utilization, 30%, length of credit history, 15%, credit mix, 10%, and new credit inquiries, 10%. To improve your score, pay bills on time, dispute errors on your report, make multiple small payments throughout the month to keep utilization low, and request higher credit limits without triggering hard inquiries. As you progress through life stages, understanding property fundamentals becomes essential for protecting your assets and making informed decisions. Even as a renter, you need protection for your belongings since your landlord's insurance only covers the building, not your personal items. Renter's insurance protects against damage from fire, theft, and flooding, preventing you from bearing the full cost of replacements. Many policies also include liability coverage that protects you if someone is injured in your home or if your pet causes harm to others. A typical plan costs between $5 and $15 a month, about what you pay to stream music and movies. When considering homeownership, most experts recommend buying only if you plan to stay for 5 years or more. More importantly, you need to be financially ready. A mortgage is essentially a large loan that helps you buy property, with your house serving as collateral. If you can't pay, the bank can take your house through foreclosure. In the years before buying, focus on improving your credit score, saving for a down payment, and getting pre-approved. Generally, scores under 600 won't qualify for loans, while scores of 760 plus get the best interest rates. Save aggressively so you can afford at least 10%, ideally 20% of the home's worth as a down payment. Also budget for monthly payments, property taxes, homeowners insurance, repairs, and maintenance, particularly for older homes. Get pre-approved before house hunting. This shows agents and sellers you're serious and financially sound. You'll need tax forms, bank statements, social security number, and other documentation to prove you're trustworthy. When repaying a mortgage, you must cover both the principal, loan amount, plus interest. you can choose between fixed-rate loans, consistent interest rate, or adjustable-rate mortgages, RMs, that start lower but fluctuate with market conditions. If you sell before paying off the mortgage, you'll typically use some proceeds to clear the remaining balance. Car ownership isn't for everyone, especially with ride-sharing and public transportation options. Consider your daily needs. If you need transportation for work and weekend travel and have good credit and savings, buying a car might make sense. Remember that cars are depreciating assets, like milk, while houses are hopefully appreciating assets, like wine. Taking out an auto loan means paying interest on something losing value. Either pay cash, negotiate good loan terms, or consider leasing, which often means lower monthly payments because it accounts for depreciation. When buying a used car, check the mileage. A 10-year-old car should have around 130,000 miles, based on the average 13,000 miles per year. More than that, negotiate a lower price or walk away. Ownership is a sign of growing up. Don't panic, plan for it.